Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
In the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. The Secretary for Relations with States and the Holy See's Secretary of State, Archbishop Dominique Mimberti, yesterday deplored all forms of religious discrimination, saying what he calls Christianophobia is especially to be resisted. The Archbishop was speaking at a special session of the annual Communion Liberation-sponsored Rimini meeting dedicated to the protection of religious liberty. Chris Altieri reports.
Speaking yesterday during a session dedicated to the protection of religious liberty that was one of the featured events at the annual Meeting for Friendship Among Peoples in Rimini, Italy, the Vatican Secretary for Relations with States, Archbishop Dominique Mimberti, condemned all form of religious persecution and coercion, saying that the foundation of religious liberty is in the equal dignity of all human persons.
In questi documenti la libertà religiosa,
the Archbishop said, discrimination and intolerance toward Christians are not simply religious matters, but are serious political and social issues, and that they are to be faced with the same determination with which anti-Semitism and Islamophobia are battled. As regards the Catholic Church, said Archbishop Mimberti, it is enough to remember that 21 missionaries were killed in 2007
alone.
The Secretary for Relations with States said the strategic priorities of the Holy See are first and foremost to secure conditions favorable to the exercise of the Church's mission, to the lives of the Church's faithful and their free exercise of their human rights and fundamental liberties. The Meeting for Friendship Among Peoples is held each summer in the Italian city of Rimini on the Adriatic coast. Sponsored by the Communion and Liberation Group, it draws more than 500,000 people from all over the world during its week of events, including roundtable discussions and debates on political, social, and religious issues, as well as music and spectacle. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.